Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in the studio right now is Aaron Coppola and Amanda McConnon here. They're here to talk about the Murder Mystery Ball. Ladies, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It wasn't too long ago that you were in here. We were talking about the Murder Mystery Dinner up in Calumet. So let's start there. And how did that go?
It went very well. It was our inaugural event with the Calumet Players and the Q&A Young Professionals, and so we weren't sure what the reception would be, but we sold out quickly, and people came ready to party, I guess.
And they came dressed up and ready to get in the action, which was mm-hmm. what we were kind of hoping for. And like we had this event planned, it was whatever you make of it. You can sit back and take it all in, or you can actually get in and break up the fights, which we had people mm-hmm. doing, and was so much fun.
We did. Yeah, everybody came ready to have a good time, and they got very involved in the mystery, and I don't think anybody guessed right.
No, none of the groups guessed right.
No, but we had some very creative theories.
Very interesting theories, which I think a lot of our secondary characters were very proud of themselves mm-hmm. for becoming the prime suspect for so many teams of people.
Yes.
But we did learn a lot from that event as well, though. We got a lot of very helpful feedback mm-hmm. and made some adjustments going forward for the next one.
Now, when we were talking, when we did this show prior to that one, your tickets were about to go on sale, and I think it, you know, there was such a an anticipation of that event of them going on sale that by the time the show aired, they were already gone.
They were.
I mean, they went boom, gone. How many tickets did you sell?
I think we ended up with 114. We started thinking that maybe we'd do 40 people, and then we increased it and kept increasing it as because we had so much interest in it, and we had a lot of people tell us they weren't able to get tickets because yeah. they sold out so quickly. We wanted to keep that one relatively small for our first dinner, and so
one point I think I told you, I'm like, we cannot sell any more tickets because I want to make sure we do a good event, and mm-hmm. we'll learn for the next one and hopefully increase the number of people that can attend.
Mm-hmm. You really don't know when you start something that's never been done before. You know, are you going to get 15 people or something, or are you going to get 115?
Exactly.
You know, I always had this thing about throwing parties at my house, and I don't do them anymore. But when I always thought, okay, it's better to have zero people come than one person, because the one person could tell everybody there was nobody there. You know, but you guys had this great idea for a really fun event, and I've been a part of these in the past, and so, you know, I'm just thrilled to hear that it went so well.
It did.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about what is a murder mystery event, so for people that weren't familiar with the first one.
Well, a murder mystery is a different kind of theater, and in the event, the guests are part of the action, so the event is the setting for the mystery itself. So our last one was a 1950s wedding reception, and there were a couple of murders, and there was a whole wedding party. Our cast made up the wedding party and the associated crazy family members, and the guests were the guests at the wedding. So the action happens all around. They can interact with the actors, which is really unusual.
Yeah, they can ask the actors any questions about mm-hmm. their past. All of the actors kind of make up their own backstory. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, they make it up on the spot.
Yes, they do.
And just go with it. And it's different for the actors as well, having to step in this completely different. You are this person mm-hmm. because you don't know what people are going to ask you. So they become this character all night long.
Yes. And that's a challenge, to interact with people in character right up close, especially people you know. A lot of our actors knew a great deal of the guests at the thing, and they were able to just go right with it, and everybody loved it.
Yeah, I was so impressed with all of the actors. They just did such a wonderful job.
They did.
And we tried really hard not to typecast this one into what they were before. They're like, I want to do something different. We're like,
yes.
Okay, we'll cast you a different role this time around.
So you weren't able to tell me before, even with the mics off, but you know, so who was the guilty party in the first one? Can you tell me now?
It was the mother of the groom.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought it was, you know, her butler or, mm-hmm. you know, the other people around her, but it was actually her.
We also got a thought that it was, a lot of people thought that it was the bridesmaid who may possibly be in love with the bride. That was a popular theory as well.
That was a possible theory, too. We heard them all. It was
but
great.
I don't know if anybody guessed the mother of the groom.
They had the right motive with mm-hmm. her, Pete, being the one who did it.
Yes.
But
they just didn't think
right
she
person.
Did her own work.
Yep. She didn't do her own dirty work. But in this case, she made an exception.
Well, you decided to, bring this back, and it's, you know, it's only what, about 6 months later? How long has it been since the last one?
It was February.
Yeah, it was in December.
So, yeah, this will be October. 22nd. So okay, so about eight months or so after.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's also kind of cool that you can have this thing more than once in a given calendar mm-hmm, year. Mm-hmm. And what's the setting for this one?
Well, this one is, so basically we're setting the scene that this is the town of Devil's Gulch, mm-hmm. and this is this little town's annual Halloween ball. So everyone in the town is invited to come, create their own character that lives in the town, pick out a costume, and come and be a part of this great ball that's going to be... Go ahead.
There's a little backstory because mm-hmm. in Devil's Gulch, 1 year ago from the date of the ball, the biggest mansion in town burned down, and there was a lot of questions around it, and witnesses saw a bunch of different things, ghosts flying out, and ever since then, bizarre things have been happening around town, so everybody's kind of on edge for this costume ball, and the property is about to go up for auction, so different people are interested in it. So it sets the scene for some crazy action.
Along with, like every small town, you know, tons of drama between characters. There's a lot of interactions between them and stories. You have to figure out their relationships with each other, or who the people are to each other. Mm-hmm. And like every small town, there's going to be a lot of drama that way as well.
Well, we can play that pretty well.
So. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, people can add that right in there.
Now, is this the scene then is supposed to be that where this mansion, the mansion that burned? Or?
Nope, the scene is so we're having this event at the Continental Fire Company, and it's just where we're going to have the annual ball. So it's just in the town, and we're having it there.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, actors, does it take to put on something like this?
I believe we have 10 for this production. We may possibly add a couple more, because if we have a big crowd, it's nice to have even more characters. And so, yeah, about 10 people.
But everybody that's there is, you know, sort of acting and sort of participating.
Exactly.
You have 10 playing roles, but everybody that's there is in the role of somebody who's at the ball.
Exactly. They're all detectives as well, because mm-hmm. they need to be observant and see what's happening and who's doing what and who's talking to who and who's saying what about who.
Is it a period piece again?
No.
Okay. So no. It's happening in good old 2016, basically?
Yep.
2016 Devil's Gulch.
Well, that's pretty neat. What are your expectations? How do you think it's going to go?
I'm excited. I think this is going to be an easier one for people to get involved with as far as dressing up, whether they have a whole character they create. Everyone's got a Halloween costume in the back of their closet, or they can find some inspiration online mm-hmm. and come dressed up as something. So I think that's going to make it a really fun experience for not only the actors, but everybody there trying to figure out, okay, all these people are dressed up. Who's the actors? Trying to figure out who are the characters that people are just coming up with and who are the characters they need to really ask some questions to.
Mm-hmm. And we found with the last event that people were really excited to have an opportunity to dress up and really put some effort into their costumes. And so this is an opportunity. It's a week before Halloween. It's time to bust out, you know, the most elaborate costume you can find. Our actors will be in some pretty elaborate and ridiculous costumes themselves. So it's an opportunity to try something new, especially for adults who don't, you know, may not have a costume party to go to, or who don't want to go to a bar dressed in costume. So this isn't, you know, it's an event where we can get dressed up, and we have prizes for the best costumes, best couple costume. We have prizes donated from local businesses. So there's an incentive to go all out.
Yeah.
Halloween has been, you know, catching on over the last several years as, you know, becoming a very, very popular adult mm-hmm. holiday. You know,
absolutely.
You know, Christmas is being, so, okay, Christmas is for the kids, and there's a lot of stress that goes around with holiday. And so I think us grown-ups, we started looking at Halloween as like, well, you know, there's a lot that could be done during that month. I know I've loved Halloween for as long as I can remember. The house gets really decorated, and mm-hmm. usually do attend one or two of the local costume parties mm-hmm. and stuff. We used to, you know, I mentioned, you know, when we used to have parties, we used to have costume mm-hmm. parties at our own home. So mm-hmm. it's a, you know, it's a good time of year to, you know, to get out there. And, you know, even when you get to be, you know, getting along there in years like me, it's a time where, hey, you can you know, get in touch with that kid side again and go and have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And a lot of times, like your company or something will have a Halloween party, but you know, you don't want to be the only person that shows up in costume, and you know, not everybody gets into it. Here, you're pretty guaranteed everybody, or most everybody's going to be dressed up and having fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a great, well accepted by the community. CUNYing Professionals did a Halloween party, a costume party last year, and that was pretty well attended. So I saw the script. I was like, people will want to do this. They'll want to dress up crazy and come out for a night of a show and get involved with it.
Yeah.
Now, logistically, what's the difference between having it at the ballroom up in Calumet as opposed to having it at a club here in downtown?
Well, in the ballroom, it was a sit-down dinner. This is going to be set at a ball. So logistically, we're dealing with sound. So we're going to have our actors with microphones on this time so that the big scenes are audible from anywhere in the Continental, because it's a double, you know, it's two levels, and so the action can happen all over. And so logistically, it's a little bit more complicated, but also more fun, I think.
Well, and it's a venue that will allow us to have more tickets available for people to be able to attend. So we are starting with 200 tickets available. We think that's a good number for that space without it being too crowded, but getting more people the opportunity to come and be involved. So that will make it a different experience as well, which was part of the reason we definitely wanted to mic the actors. One of the comments we heard was that, you know, it was just so hard. That ballroom is so big and open. It was harder to hear the scenes going on. So this is one way we're going to try to fix that a little bit.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned the tickets, and we'll come back to it here before the end of the segment, but when do the tickets go on sale?
Tickets will be live September 1st.
Okay. So by the time actually this airs,
they're live now.
Yep. And
so,
where do they get them?
So they can visit the different Facebook pages for the Calumet Players or CUNYing Professionals. They can find the event on Eventbrite. I think it's thirstforblood.eventbrite.com. So,
right, and if you're hearing this and you want to go, last time the tickets sold out within a couple of days. Literally, I mean, you guys
they went
just
really
blew
fast
through them. So, you know, if you want to go and you know, hopefully here there's tickets available, at least still, but get in touch right away and get your tickets now. And because, you know, get them now. You're going to go, or somebody you know is going to go. I mean, that ticket's not going to go to waste.
Yes, definitely.
So tickets are $25 each. So it's a little bit cheaper than last event. We're not doing the full on meal. We are going to have a good amount of appetizers
Great
and
selection
snacks
of appetizers.
Available. But just wanted to make sure that we could get as many people out and involved in the event as we could.
And you're at the Continental Fire Club, so I imagine, what, a cash bar?
Yep.
There will be a cash bar. There'll be some drink specials that evening that will go along with the whole theme of the lovely show. But we're still figuring those types of details out right now.
And for the general public, if you don't have a ticket, I mean, are they closing it down for a period of time?
It will be open to the public at 10 p.m.
Okay.
So this event will start at 7. It'll go to about 9:30, and then we'll have dancing for a while for some of our guests, and then it'll open to the public at 10.
Yes, and our guests are welcome to stay after that.
Oh, certainly. From your last event, were you able to complete everything in a controlled time frame? Because I've been to some of these that it takes hours and hours in order to get through the whole thing when you have a lot of people.
Yeah, we did, actually. We stayed on track. When you get a script for a murder mystery like this, the script has some wiggle room because you can't script everything. But they come with the timeline, and we were able to stick to the timeline pretty tightly with, you know, a little bit of flexibility around some of the things. But the actors were fantastic, and they just rolled with the whole thing and adjusted to, you know, different things that happen. Like Amanda said, we had one guest jump out to break up a fight that was happening between two of our actors, which was fantastic. And, we got through it, and then... the action just went really smoothly.
How does the investigation go? If you're participating in this, you're one of the people attending the party, and so the event happens, and nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but it usually involves somebody dead.
Yes.
And then you have to start, you know, investigating. How do you do that?
Well, we saw guests asking questions of the actors. We saw a lot of that. I played a wedding singer, and Amanda was the wedding planner. I actually had a guest come up to me and talk for a long time, and it's a challenge to not reveal too much when you know
everything,
all of the things that are happening. So guests We saw them interacting with the actors. We saw them overhearing conversations between the actors, because that can be a big clue, even if it's not part of a huge scene. The things they're saying to each other or arguing with each other about can be a big clue.
Well, and even guests just talking to each other, mm-hmm. meeting new people, asking them, hey, what did you ask this actor when they mm-hmm. walked around? Or what did you learn? If you tell me, I'll tell you what I know about who the murderer could be. Mm-hmm. So definitely a chance to meet new people in your town.
Yes.
As well as bug all the actors for as much info as you can get out of them.
Sounds a little like Live Clue. You go up there. Okay, were you exactly. in the ballroom with the candlestick?
Yeah, I did actually see a couple exactly people right. that had notepads, and they were walking around, and they were writing notes about every character mm-hmm. and coming up with their theories. So,
Erin, you, of course, do a lot of acting with the Calumet Players. Mm-hmm. From an actress's standpoint, how was this different than performing on stage?
This was a completely different animal. It because on stage you have a separation between yourself and the audience, and every single thing is scripted. Every movement you do is set, every line you speak. And so if something happens, you do have to roll with it. People forget lines all the time. Things happen. This kind of a production is, there's some scripted things, but everything else is intense ad-libbing. And like we were talking about earlier, doing that in character, in person, in front of a person you know, is a massive challenge. So it's a completely different experience and a huge challenge for the actors, but a really fun one as well.
Yeah, they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like doing improvisation.
Exactly.
All night, exactly. Or at least for an entire event.
Exactly, and it requires you to really know your character and come up with a whole life story so that you have events to draw on. And our characters also did that together. They talked mm-hmm. with each other about, okay, what's our relationship? What things have happened in the past? How do they inform what's happening tonight? So then they could reference those things and kind of give little clues to the action.
Did you have people that you know coming up and say, Erin, come on, I know, give me a clue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Lips were sealed.
They were.
You mentioned about prizes. What kind of prizes are you expect to be available? I know it's, you know, a little ways away, so you might mm-hmm. not have it all, you know, hammered down. But, you know, just in general, what do people look at?
Well, one of our prizes, which is really great, is a $100 gift card to the Superior School of Dance. And it's a punch card. So adults, it's good for, I think, adult classes. So if anybody wants to go in and try a class, they have all kinds of interesting classes over there. It's a great opportunity to try different things or hand it off to a child or who's a dancer. So that's a new way to interact with one of the businesses mm-hmm. in the community. And I don't have the list.
We're still working. If businesses in the community want to offer mm-hmm. a prize and have their business be mentioned and a little bit read about them, we're mm-hmm. definitely open to accepting different prizes to include in our little packages that we offer.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity for, you know, people to be a part of it. I mean, you're talking about an event that's almost, I don't want, you know, knock on wood, but guaranteed to have a couple of hundred people
definitely.
Take part in it, you know, and with a lot of, you know, excitement and enthusiasm. So, yeah, if you're a local business, yeah, I would think you would want to have your name attached to something like this. It sounds so much fun. We had talked before about, even though that was your first time, we could see this being one of those things that sort of grows mm-hmm. exponentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had 120 tickets at the Calumet Ballroom for the first one. Now you're looking at the Continental Fire Club for 200 tickets. Where do you go from here? I mean, really?
Well, we're going to kind of be limited by the space mm-hmm. available that we can find that will work so that everybody can hear what's going on. We don't want to lose that feel of the event, you know, feeling like you're involved in the mm-hmm. event by getting too large too quick. But if we can get a couple groups of actors, we can always do maybe
multiple nights. We considered that. We also, there are different types of murder mysteries out there. Some mm-hmm. of them are more, they have more specific involvement for the audience. So there's like team activities and you have teams and you can work together to complete specific tasks in a specific framework. We're not doing that. We're kind of leaving it more organic so people can choose whether or not to be involved, but that's another possibility. Mm-hmm. Right. There are all kinds definitely. Of different types of murder mysteries out there.
Yeah, things that come to mind, like, you know, if it was a retreat type event, like at a mm-hmm. campground where, you know, you've got a couple hundred people at a campground and the murder takes place, but you have a weekend.
That would be event, amazing.
You know, yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's what I mean. Is, you know, when you have something that's successful like this that so many people want to be a part of, assuming it continues down that path, I mean, you're, you know, the you have limitless possibilities. I mean, you can make the drama more complicated, mm-hmm. It's at a hockey game, you have a hockey game going on while it's a lot of fun things. Not to make your head spin, because I know you got enough to deal with just with this coming up in October here. Besides sponsors, is there ways that people can help? Do you need volunteers? Do you need actors? What do you need? Costuming?
I think we're covered with actors and costumes. We could use some volunteers probably if anybody's particularly interested in that. They can get a hold of us through the Calumet Players or the CUNA Young Professionals Facebook page. Those are good ways to get in touch with us.
We have small tasks just like getting people checked in, making sure that, we give them a little rundown of what to expect when they're here. And it's good for us to know when everybody's there so we can kind of get things rolling.
Mm-hmm.
October 22nd, what night of the week is that?
That's a Saturday night.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Saturday night in October at a Halloween party. Man, it's like perfect.
Mark your calendars now.
Yes, definitely.
The particular mystery that you pick, they're already scripted or are they prepared originally?
They are already scripted with a lot of room for flexibility. Yes. So we can adjust it to suit the space, to suit the community, to suit anything we need. If one of our actors comes up with a particularly funny line or bit or fight or little mm-hmm. action sequence, we can add that in very easily. So every production, no matter what the script, is original.
Would you be able to look up and find out what the... I mean, could somebody go and find this story and then be able to cheat?
Well, they'd have,
you'd have to purchase
they'd
it.
They'd have to buy it
in order to read the full script.
And we don't recommend that.
And we did change it. I think we have like three drafts of the edited script on our drive that we share. So it has changed slightly from that version as well.
So cheating isn't going to help.
Cheating's
you
not going to help. You
know, no. And it takes away the fun.
Between now and October 22nd, how much work do you have to do? What goes into it?
It's quite a bit of work. This is a little different from the last one. The last one was a wedding reception, which was about as much work as putting together a wedding reception.
Yeah.
We had decorating committees, and we made decorations and music. And this one is a little different because it's not a sit-down dinner. There's going to be dancing and music, and so it's not as heavy on the table settings and the place settings, but there's a lot of organizational work that goes into it. That's a huge amount. There are a lot of details that go into this and little things we need to keep track of. So
finishing up, we will have a photo booth again. I know people really enjoyed mm-hmm. that as an opportunity, so we're making a photo booth.
Amanda is painting a photo booth.
And just final little details as far as the venue. The Continental's been really great as far mm-hmm. as being flexible on what we need, and if we want to rehearse there a few times, they're perfectly fine with that. So they're making it really easy on us as far as logistics of actually rolling in and making it all happen. Mm-hmm. And with it being such a great big space, we don't really need a whole lot of decorations. They have some cool lightings that we can use, but making sure that our actors know their scripts
yep.
and are ready to roll and figuring out costumes. And then we do have marketing that will roll out as well mm-hmm. Before the event. So getting those headshots taken, writing up the stories on those, and planning out when we're going to release what to kind of get people excited and
introduce
get them signed
them to
up.
The actors.
Yep. Do a little introduction. They can do their beginning detective work
yep.
along the way. So we're just as excited as they are every mm-hmm. time we put something out there and they share it and share with their friends and talk about coming.
Yeah, and you don't know when you're organizing something. A, you don't know how it's going to be received, and you don't know if it's just going to be a massive amount of work or if it will be fun. And the last one was unbelievably fun. even from an organizational standpoint, it was so much fun and it went so well that it was just a blast.
Erin, you mentioned music. Are you going to have live music?
We're working on that right now. Yes, live music. We're not sure exactly what style we'd like to keep it in yet, but it will be danceable music and fun music and singable music. So
yeah, there may be some prize singers that mm-hmm. pop up as well.
Some little surprise singers from the mm-hmm. community.
Oh, neat. Well, it sounds like there's plenty to keep up to date on as you begin to hammer out some of the details. What's the best way to be able to do that if you're interested in following along?
The best way would probably, we'll be putting up a Facebook event soon, probably linked to the Q&A Young Professionals Facebook page. If you respond as attending to that, you'll get the updates when we post new marketing things, new pictures of the cast, new clues, and any other event updates. That'll be the best way to keep up.
And once you're signed up as well, once you purchase your ticket, there will be a couple emails that you'll receive giving you more information as well.
Okay. And we'll go ahead and end with tickets again, because we said we'd bring it back up. If you want to get your tickets and you want to get them now, how do you get them?
You're going to want to go to thirstforblood.eventbrite.com, or you can find it through either of our Facebook pages. We'll have the link available there, and they're $25 a ticket.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to this. I wasn't able to actually attend the first one, even though it was fun just talking about it. Hopefully this one I can actually be there, because just so cool.
It's going to be a blast.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.